The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Do you remember the first time you got a washer and dryer in your home? Oh. I'm asking this because my washer broke.
Uh-oh.
I'm having a meltdown. Good morning. It's Tuesday. It's Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
We got some homeowner content here.
Yeah. It's not even just homeowner. Sometimes you can rent apartments, rent houses. They come with a washer and dryer. Okay, I still remember the first time I got a washer and dryer in my apartment. I was so excited. I thought I don't have to go to the laundromat because the laundromat is an adventure.
It is.
It's a chore.
Did you used to get in the basket when you were little?
Of course.
And ask your parents and your nana, whoever, to push you around?
I was a laundromat kid. We were always there and we would come up with little games. But I always take like a glove or a basketball or something with me to laundromat.
Yeah, kick it around. Yeah. I loved laundromat vending machine pickles.
Those are so good. Mm. I used to like when my nana would not take soap and so we would have to buy it there because I would put it in that machine and then twist the thing and then it would fall. I loved it. I don't know why.
But simple pleasures in life.
I don't want to do that anymore. I want my washer fixed. And I called our home warranty. Yes, we got one of those. And they're like, all right, we're going to send somebody. And guess what? Because of Automatic's kindness, our machine will be fixed today.
Oh.
The man who owns the company.
Used
to run the tour that DJ Automatic performed on. And he said, oh my gosh, Otto was such a great guy. I'm going to take care of you.
Think about that.
What a life, from managing tours to managing
His family owns the company.
Yeah. So, but what I thought was, I'm just glad he's going to take care of that so I don't have to go to the laundromat.
That is very kind, dude. But there's a little laundry controversy going on in my apartment complex right now. We actually have a laundry room bandit, dude.
Oh, what? Steal a car?
Somebody's stealing somebody else's clothes.
Don't tell me they're stealing underwear.
They're stealing everything, dog. No. Everything, dude. This girl wrote, it has to be a girl because it's very nice handwriting, but she put a sign in the laundry room at my complex that says, please return my clothes, or if I see you out wearing them, I will call the police on you.
She gonna snitch on you wearing her jeans.
I'm so invested into this
cute H&M top. What are you really doing?
The sign has been up there for like 2 weeks in the laundry room.
So. I feel like it was a weirdo who stole their underwear. Sorry.
That's so strange. So one time I was out. I was probably about 13 years old with my friends. It was after school and I had just moved to this new school. And my mom had washed at the laundromat. We left to go get food, came back, all our clothes were gone.
Oh.
So I'm hanging out with this group of girls, and one of them is wearing my jeans.
Oh.
And I know they're mine because we had bought them in Dallas. So I knew the brand. I was like, what is going on? But she was kind of like a chola. And I just looked at her. I said, Lulu, I like your jeans. She's like, yeah, I just got them. I thought, yeah, I know you did.
These are my jeans, punk.
You didn't say anything?
Hell no. Lulu would have beat my ass. But anyway, going back to the very beginning, the man liked Automatic because he was nice. It costs you nothing to be nice. It could cost you everything if you're a jerk because he could have put us on the back burner and I could be at the laundromat right now. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Nick. He's a good dude.
All right. National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go and start with a safety reminder. It is National Seatbelt Day, everybody.
Man, buckle up.
Dude, the seatbelt was invented in 1959.
I want to shout out to NHTSA because they're always reminding us to buckle up, drive safely, arrive alive.
Hey, there you go. And we also have National American Teddy Bear Day as well, too. Oh. So if you need a little emotional support animal, the original is a teddy bear.
Look at my shoes.
They're like little teddy bear shoes.
They're teddy bear Converse. Perfect.
It is perfect because we'll wrap it up on National Family PJ Day. Nobody got love for family PJs?
I just wear t-shirts.
You know what? I wear a PJs to the laundromat. How about that?
Do you, Anthony? Yeah. That's what you do.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I remember one time I made the worst turkey ever for the holidays. I asked my husband here, DJ Automatic, to bring me an unthawed turkey. I said, it's got to be unthawed. And he said, okay. And then he came back from the grocery store with a frozen turkey the day before Thanksgiving.
No. The day before?
Well, Anthony.
Here's my excuse. I never bought a turkey before in my life.
Like, unless you go and you've done this before, you would assume, I thought.
Take enough for him, Anthony.
It'll defrost in a day.
This is a common problem. Not everyone. Everyone goes through this the first couple times their first Thanksgiving, dog.
Oh, he never did that again after that.
No, it was awful.
Freaking awful. So, for those, you know, doing a turkey, maybe it's the first time, or like I said, maybe you a bad cook, or you know somebody who's a bad cook, the mistake you make is not washing your hands. You've got to wash your hands.
How's that going to affect the taste of the turkey?
Because I don't want your germs.
Sure. Yeah, dude.
I don't want your nasties on there.
This is really for like beginner cooks then, if we're starting out with wash the hands.
Well, it is. Like, no, because you just said, well, not everybody knows with the frozen turkey. Maybe not everybody knows to wash their hands. Okay, here's something else.
After the pandemic, I hope so.
I hope so. Thawing your turkey anywhere but the fridge is a no-no. You must thaw your turkey inside the refrigerator, which is why you need it to be unthawed, or you have to have it days and days and days before.
How does it unthaw in the refrigerator?
Because you leave it in there for a long time.
Well, I just learned something new, okay?
Okay. Here's some other advice. Don't cook a frozen turkey. I know
that because of past experience.
It's so disgusting. Some of your turkey will be undercooked. Some will be overcooked. It will be gross.
Dry and gross.
Allowing your thawing turkey juices to drip inside your refrigerator is very bad because everything else in the refrigerator becomes contaminated and it will get bacteria.
If I walk into anybody's kitchen and that's going on, I'm walking out and I'm addressing the whole situation.
Don't eat there. Do not wash your turkey. Do not wash your turkey.
Why?
Because you have a bigger chance of spreading bacteria that way.
Oh.
Yeah. And then finally, I know this is something that a lot of people like to do, but if you notice, I never do because my nana said, don't do it. Don't stuff the turkey with stuffing.
Oh.
It soaks up all of the moisture and it makes you have to cook your turkey longer. Therefore, it dries.
Mm.
What's the real key to a juicy, delectable, fall-off-the-bone turkey? This isn't even in these recommendations. I'm telling you from my experience, from my nana. Butter.
Lots of it.
Butter.
Underneath the skin.
Under the skin, you inject it with butter.
Now you know that automatically.
Oh, I've seen her do it. I got 15 years of seeing this happen.
We're the experts now. Automatic brought me the frozen turkey. Now he's like bringing extra pads of butter inside the turkey, underneath the turkey, in the turkey's butt. Butter everywhere will ensure you got a moist, delicious turkey.
Butter the turkey's butt.
You're going to have a very juicy turkey.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In case you missed it, girl math is trending on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and at my house. So is girl math good or bad? We actually have an expert who's going to speak on it. Stand by for that. I'll go last. DJ Automatic, what you got for the people?
We all have that one friend on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok that's like, I'm getting off of social media for a few days. I'm taking a break.
And they make the announcement first. Yeah.
Well, a new study finds that taking a break from social media doesn't really do any good. It actually can cause depression because your body is already used to those positive emotions and the highs that you get from likes and comments.
Oh, so that's going to be a pretty big withdrawal when you first get off of it, dude.
You know what I was thinking, though? If you have to say that, you're probably looking for someone to comment.
You're looking for attention by saying that.
You want communication, not necessarily attention. You're needing something.
Yeah.
And so what do?
Get back on social media because they say most people can't even take a week off. 86% of people couldn't take a week off.
The study was paid for by the Meta psychologist.
I might have been.
Mark Zuckerberg.
It's a Zuckerberg campaign, dog.
Here's what I do, and I told DJ Automatic. I purposely go to fashion. I purposely go to Nat Geo and like everything there or whatever publication I prefer to read because that way my algorithm is filled with things that I like instead of the constant negativity that sometimes people complain about, and I don't engage in that either.
I stopped talking about politics on social media a couple years ago, and I don't see anything about it anymore.
And guess what, Automatic? You're still alive and you're good to go.
That's right.
If there's something you're passionate about, of course, comment about it, but don't engulf yourself in that negativity because that's the kind of effect it'll have on your mental, on your mind.
Communication with friends on social media does help cure a lot of loneliness,
too.
Yeah,
Anthony.
Like myself, you live by yourself all the time.
Yeah.
At least you can jump on Instagram and talk to somebody.
Well, good. You know what's happening. Yeah.
All right. Well, Casey missed it. A new study done by the Wall Street Journal reveals that nearly 50% of Americans say they prefer their kids not enroll in a normal four-year college.
Wow.
Think about the fact that the dumbing down of America has been accepted. People are against elite and they're for below average. And it doesn't make any sense to me.
But at the same time, college has gotten super expensive and it's not even attainable for some people to like even dream of spending that much money.
It depends on what you choose. I am all about furthering your education, whether it's a trade school or a four-year university, whatever it is. being dumb and opposite of elite is not the way to go.
And on that
you could be an elite plumber. You could be an elite electrician. You can be an elite whatever you want to be, but you want to be the best. I'm tired of the whole, oh, I like it when I could just have a beer with somebody. No, I want people who run this country or someone that's coming to do my electricity to know what the hell they're doing.
Okay, where are we getting beers at? That's really what college
is
all about.
We've tricked people into saying, oh, you don't need to go to college. You need to do something.
I do agree with you, Dana. And also the study does too, though, because it also goes on to say that 9 out of 10 of those graduate parents do wish that their kids go into a trade school or something like that to set up more financial stability and not rely on loans.
It'd be like you just want a normal person to play for your favorite NFL team. No, you want an elite athlete. Let's start lifting up smart people again.
An analogy that works.
Yeah, there you go. That works. All right. So in case you missed it, girl math is trending. So let's explain what it is, and then I'll tell you if it's good or bad.
Girl math is a school of thought that we've all bought into unknowingly or knowingly that basically convinces us we're not spending what we're actually spending. If I already put $20 on my Starbucks card and then I go to buy a cup of coffee, it's free. If you buy a $250 pair of shoes and you know you're going to wear them more than 25 times, that's only a $10 shoe.
Okay, so this expert goes on to say that girl math is actually good because it has brought personal finance awareness to women who, by the way, often control the checkbook in their homes, whether you're single or not. Who makes the major purchases and decisions in our house? DJ Automatic.
You do, but this is not good because
it is very good.
We just got a credit for returning some furniture, and Dana said, that's money I can use to buy clothes.
Oh, no.
Whatever.
I feel like girl math is saying that girl math is a good thing.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
And you know what, the whole furniture return thing? We still got to buy furniture, so that means that doesn't mean that money goes to clothes.
Look, I bought a pair of very expensive riding boots a very long time ago.
Oh, here we go with some girl math.
Okay, I spent a lot of money on them. I wear them every single winter. They're really high-end boots. I've spent an average of like $70 a year on them, so I got my money's worth.
Yeah, you got your money's worth, right? That's right, dude. I agree with you, ladies, bro.
Thank you, Anthony. I identify
as a heterosexual man, but I'm very fluid when it comes to my spending because I do use a lot of girl math. All right, y'all.
And DJ Automatic, you happen to like everything that we've got coming in those packages every day on Amazon.
Yeah, dude, you wear a lot of like pastel colors.
Yeah, look at you in your OVO shirt right now.
Yeah, dude.
This is all stuff that I bought with my guy money.
Whatever. Guy math? I've never even heard of guy math.
Guy math is actually when it's the fourth quarter and there's only 2 minutes left in the game.
I don't understand.
And that 2 minutes is actually going to take 15, okay, Dana? That's what that is.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, so there's this family. They go to Goodwill to donate, which I love doing, right? Makes me feel good. They pull up and they take in a large amount of clothing, kitchenware, and a live cluster bomblet filled with ammunition.
What?
Exactly.
Wait. Did you say bong or bomb?
Bomblet.
Oh.
Ammunition. Oh. It works. This is a bomb. And how they found out is store employees start to unload all of the donations and they find this bomb.
What?
So they call 911, cops show up, bomb squad, everybody's there. Indeed, this was a live bomb that could have gone off at any time.
For a discounted rate. Right? We're like even way
They're
less.
They're like, you know what?
Way less than normal bomb prices.
I'm not using this bomb anymore. Maybe somebody else can use it. So
that's really what happened, right? I don't need this bomb. Let me go take it to the Goodwill. Luckily, all the employees are safe and they're trying to track the family down.
From donating bombs to a place in France where they are now donating Viagra.
Whoa.
All right, listen to this. A French mayor is handing out free Viagra because his village has a dwindling population.
Oh.
So he's hoping that if he passes out enough blue diamonds, they'll get it going again.
That's what's happening in Europe. The population's getting older and older. Who's going to take care of the old folks?
Well, something's getting harder and harder.
What? I know. Nombre. Jeez.
All right, guys. I'm taking it to the skies here. There was a plane that was leaving from London to Orlando. They reached 15,000 feet, and then they realized they're missing two windows.
Oh no.
Which explained the ear-shattering noise that was going on and the sub-zero temperatures.
Well, here's the thing. You're going from London to Orlando. This is a transatlantic flight. you don't have windows and you just failed to notice that?
See, what happened was they were using the plane for a movie shoot the day before, and they think that the bright lights that they pointed at it to mimic sunlight actually melted the windows' rubber seals. Oh. So they popped out in flight.
Damn, dude. This kind of reminds me of that one movie with Harrison Ford where he's... Damn, you guys... what's that one movie with Harrison Ford where he's playing like a pilot?
It's called Not That Good of a Movie because you can't remember it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nobody forgot Snakes on a Plane, though.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Jay-Z, Beyonce, Kim Kardashian, Lady Gaga, Chris Rock, and more under one roof. It's not an award show. It's a birthday party. Whose birthday are all these people showing up to? I'll tell you now. We'll talk about it. Best Gossip Daily Dirt. This story and more. But first, Anthony, famous people's birthdays.
Lil Boosie celebrating his birthday. And Travis Barker, the new dad, celebrating his birthday as well.
I saw him start off talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. I love that they are loving each other with no inhibitions whatsoever. She gets off the stage. He's waiting for her behind the scenes. She runs. He picks her up. They're kissing. It's just so lovely.
Damn, dog. It did. It warmed my little heart, bro.
As a Swiftie, you don't tell me, Anthony. Exactly. Did you see the video of Taylor Swift?
The thing is that she changed some of her song lyrics to like talk about a Chiefs player, but it was just him.
Yeah.
And then he like got so blushed and wiped his face. And I think it was just a further sissification of all men right here.
Do you wish you were him?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'd react the same way, dude.
Do what I wish? I wish he put some points on the board for my fantasy football team. How about that? Don't go to Argentina on your week off and stay home and practice.
Can I move on now and talk about Flava Flav? Look, this guy, he's a hip-hop artist, wears a big clock. 80s and 90s, you have to understand, he was one of the probably most recognized hip-hop artists in the world.
Public Enemy is one of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time.
Thank you, DJ. Yeah,
that love show, too, on VH1.
His son is going viral because of this moment. Now, what you're about to hear is a child that just turned 3. Can always count on me, guys.
Oh,
I love it. Flava Flav, I had no idea, is a self-taught, classically trained artist. 15 instruments, including the piano. And by the way, Tyler, the Creator, rapped about this. He said that's what inspired him to learn all of the musical instruments he plays to this day.
Hey, shout out to that.
All right, and then finally, Leonardo DiCaprio had a little birthday party at some random event space. Blew up some balloons, you know, hired a DJ, and Jay-Z shows up, Beyonce, Salma Hayek, Zoe Saldana, Kim Kardashian, Snoop Dogg.
Damn.
It looked like an award show. It's Leo's 49th birthday.
Do you know what? I wish I had the confidence of Leonardo DiCaprio. Jay-Z's in the room, Snoop Dogg's in the room, and he's the one who's on top of a chair rapping to everybody.
I know, he really is. The video and the photos are fun. Go watch him at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's a food trend on TikTok that's got millions and millions and millions and millions of views, so many that it's coming to your grocery store. We'll tell you what it is in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Tuesday. Welcome. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
I feel like this is a very important hashtag to begin with. It's almost turkey season.
Hello.
And people need to know how long will the turkey last in the fridge. According to the USDA, they recommend defrosting your turkey in the refrigerator at 40 degrees for several days before it's time to cook. You can't cook a frozen turkey, DJ Automatic. He brought me a frozen turkey. Our first Thanksgiving, that's another show. Anyway, thawing a turkey takes about 1 day per 4 pounds of turkey. So you got to be ready for that. And once it's cooked, your leftover turkey should only be in the fridge for 3 to 5 days. After that, it's done.
Damn.
Okay.
I hope these people took some notes because I will tell you, our first Thanksgiving sucked.
I said, bring me a thawed turkey. He said, all right. He shows up with a frozen turkey. The day before Thanksgiving.
No way.
It really was. No way. Food news, DJ Automatic.
Since today is National Pickle Day, Heinz Ketchup is launching its new Heinz Pickle Ketchup.
I am here for this, dude.
So, pickles, I love
ketchup. On TikTok, I guess people have been showing different combos of pickle and ketchup together. And so Heinz just decided to put it all in one bottle, and it's going to be available this month.
Wait, hold on. Let me take back my bill and all that, because I like the little McDonald's burgers with the pickles and the ketchup mix. There's something about that. Remember, I always ask for extra pickle and stuff.
And then in the advertisement, they're showing a burger.
The only thing that makes me real hesitant about this is, like, you know, like the little like wet stuff, little watery stuff that comes out the first part of the ketchup bottle.
God, shake the ketchup!
Yeah,
or it's like Niagara Falls. Yeah, all over
that literally ruin your entire sandwich.
Gosh,
just cringe, right?
And imagine wet watery.
Your bread gets all soggy.
Wet watery ketchup pickle sauce.
Yeah, dude.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Click it or ticket fools, National Seatbelt Day,
Let's
everybody.
Go. Let's go. Shout out NHTSA. Shout out NHTSA.
Yes, we also have National American Teddy Bear Day as well, too, though.
I wore my teddy bear Converse.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I wanted to just show out that I have these really limited edition sneakers on my feet right now.
We also got World Diabetes Day, so check up on your health, everybody.
Yeah. No sugar.
Chill on the sugar.
Mm-hmm. There it is. All right. And Family PJ Day as well, too, if you want to get those group photos on today's day.
It's that time of year. Let me tell you right now, Gap, Kohl's, Walmart, and Macy's all have some really great matching PJs to take your photos with. Skims, too. I saw it at Patrick Mahomes and his wife. They're the face of Skims
probably
right
now. $10,000 for some.
Can you look?
It's not that much. Skims is very affordable. I was talking to my girl, Kim. Oh, anyway, I'll tell you about that later. Continue, Anthony.
And once again, as Automatic already touched on it, but I will touch on them again because I love them bad boys. It is National Pickle Day.
Hey.
Oh, I love a pickle.
Do you men have a problem eating a pickle?
No. I do not.
In front of people you don't like, Anthony?
This guy will mouth down just about anything.
I will. The bigger the better. I love the big, fat, juicy ones too.
Yeah, that's why I married Automatic.
Squirts
same.
In his mouth.
You didn't even, anyway.
I heard that.
I didn't even take it in.
Nobody.
You will,
I
though.
Do.
I'm taking it home.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Remember this holiday classic right here?
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey.
It's that time of year, people. It's that time of year. All right, so early Automatic, Anthony, you know, we're talking about how to cook the turkey. That's cool that there's always that good cook in the family.
Mm.
But how do you deal with the bad food?
Oh.
And we've all had it.
A lifetime of it.
One year, somebody gave me stuffing that had fruit and onions and pecans and all kinds of stuff.
Are you talking about my mom again? Did she do that? Because that sounds like something she'd do.
What? Saying that about your mom. Why do you are the first one to throw your mother under the bus every time we start talking about bad cooks?
Because she's a bad cook and she admits it. And I grew up with it. Yep. So
well, man, you're gonna tolerate it in your life. You might as well.
You know what though, Automatic? You know what your mom did? She realized it and she always orders holiday meals. When I've been around your mom,
well, you were there once you got a couple bucks. But when we were poor, it was nothing but bad eating.
Right, so what would you do?
Eat badly. Survive it.
Be thankful this day is almost over.
You know what? I remember the other day she said that your dad told her, this is slop.
Oh.
And throw the food away. You don't do that. You don't handle that.
What do you
do
that wasn't
way.
Nice, but
how do you approach the person then, Dana?
So you don't. Any kind of holiday, you're invited to someone's house. I don't care if it's your mother-in-law, your cousin, your best friend, your new boyfriend, whatever it is. And the food is bad. You fill your plate up as much as you can. You move it around and you swirl it. And then you go, I'm full. Mm. And then you put it in the trash can upside down and you cover it with a napkin. There's nobody that has their feelings hurt. Everybody's happy.
But I appreciate your approach to this, and I've definitely used the flip the plate into the trash
flip
can.
Flipping a plate. It's like a flick of the wrist.
The key to that, though, too, is to do it when nobody is watching.
Yes.
You got to make sure nobody's looking, dude. And one thing about, Abuelitas, even if they're horrible in the kitchen, they always got a wandering eye. So you got to watch out for all them little family members watching
don't
you do it.
Don't accuse Abuelitas, grandmas, of being bad cooks. Most grandmothers are incredible cooks.
Oh, there's some bad grandma cooks out there, too. My mom is a grandma.
Oh, automatic.
And like, when it comes to like cooking, some people are better at cooking. Some of those are better at baking. And, Thanksgiving dinner is a lot of pressure.
I got to bring it back. Father Matic, Papa Matic, he would cook. He took over those duties automatically.
And my dad was a great cook.
He would grill every holiday. He was grilling something, some little scallops or a stequecito, a little steak on a grill.
Yum.
And then your mother would order the sides and you all come together.
There you go.
To have a beautiful holiday.
Get that conversation done right now. Like, what are you good at? What are you bad at?
I'm good at eating and making sure that the TV is on the football game.
What about that family that doesn't want to watch TV?
Oh, I'm not going to be a part of that family much longer.
Why do you think I've been divorced twice before?
Oh!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.